24-17. Just give me your impressions on the game.
Well, I was pleased with the kids' effort. I felt that we started off with a bang. We came out fast, had the lead going into halftime. I think maybe some size disadvantage kind of wore on a second half. And then we were just simply ineffective on offense, which was unlike us over the last 6 quarters. So, I take away the positives. Kids competed, but I still felt, I know CAA wins are going to be hard to come by, and I think we let one get out of the bag Saturday. So we just have to come together, regroup, and we got another really good team this week.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Three turnovers. Obviously, some of them at critical times. How frustrating is that when you feel? Did you feel like absent those, you got a chance to get a win Saturday?
Yeah, it's after going two consecutive games without turning the ball over, that those turnovers really hurt. And we've made a strong emphasis this year on ball security and possessing the football. One of the turnovers happened at the 1 yard line going in for which would have made it a 14-0 ball game. The other one just was a mishandling of a football on a play we had blocked really well that was not hit. He just simply dropped the ball in the middle of the football field. So those two really hurt us because they were crucial times and led to simply led to the result of the game.
Your first question is more for me and Steele. Go ahead, Ian.
Morning, Chris. How are you?
Good, Ian.
Good, good. Cole Nillies, he's the freshman of the week, leading tackler as a true freshman. Just what have you seen from him, and what's it like seeing him, produce as much as he is in his first year here?
Yeah, he got banged up there a couple of weeks ago with the hamstring. So it was great to have him back Saturday. I think he gets better every single week. He is a big human being. He is, but it is great to see somebody that young, that week in and week out, just continues to make strides in a part of our defense. Overall, as a group, getting him back and getting Michael Audie back has been a real punch in the arm for those guys, and have defenses slowly gotten better week by week.
Chris, did you expect this kind of production from Cole this early in his career? Maybe when you're recruiting him, do you think he's someone you can plug in there and let him go right away?
Well, he kind of landed in our lap a little bit. We had recruited him out of high school, but he had gone to the Air Force Academy. And I think he found out or realized in his freshman fall that wearing a uniform and being in the service just wasn't what he wanted to do. So he kind of reached back out to us in the springtime, which we took him. He's taken advantage of exactly what we preach here, and that's the competition side of things. It's a performance-based world, and when he's gotten his opportunities, he's capitalized and he's continued on that northward trajectory and has gotten better each week for us, and I think the stats for him have proven it. And I think anybody that watches his film from the first week of the season until now sees, the game is slowing down for him, which is always the thing for young guys. And he's feeling quicker, he's diagnosing quicker, and he's playing better.
Chris, what were you guys able to do so well on defense? You picked off a couple of passes. You were able to get some pressure on their quarterback. What were you able to do so effectively on that side of the ball?
Well, I think Anthony Parisi did a great job. We also had a few TFLs, I think, as well as some sacks. Mixing some things up on them, I you just see those guys putting more and more pressure each week on the quarterback, which really helps out the back end guys. If you look at our defense from the beginning of the season until now, I think you see a different sense of urgency with the front. Getting to the quarterback, which really helps out the back end guys. And I think our back end guys, when whether it was Tunde on one or Colin Elliott on another, have become really good at playing those 50-50 balls. And they're just creating opportunities for themselves. And whether it's, and we're really doing it without a ton of pressure. that's, we're able to drop more guys into coverage early on in the season, we try to just get home with four guys, and quarterback had quite a long time to be able to throw the ball all over the field. So we're getting better at that. It's a process, but all I ask is the guys improve, and they're doing it.
On the other side of the ball, Jarrett was able to throw for 233 yards, but got sacked 7 times. It's probably as much pressure as he's seen so far this season. What was Albany able to do to cause so many problems?
When you look at that, there were really two of the sacks where I think were blown protection, where somebody got beaten at the line of scrimmage. The two of the other sacks were, well, they were Jarrett mistakes. They were RPOs that he held on to or a quick. We don't take sacks in the quick game. I think once they got to him, his eyes dropped down. He recognized it, admitted it. Had a great film session with him. He's owned it, take accountability of it. He knows what he's got to do to get rid of the football. We've had such a turnover in our receiving core this year with the loss of Gary Cooper and Keegan Wilburn, who are two of our top three guys to start off the season. He's just now getting to know everybody else and get comfortable with them. He's addressed it. He's seen it. He owns it, and he's going to get better from it.
Got a follow-up for me? Go ahead, Ian.
Yeah, Chris, all that being said, you got an onside kick and a chance to go win it there at the end. Just what was going through your mind as that was playing out? What did you see from your guys late in the game?
Well, first thing I was doing was I was cussing myself out because earlier when we did not convert the fourth down at about the 10-yard line and they took over at our own 10, they popped off a 8 or 9 yard run to get inside the one, and I should have burned a timeout then because eventually they did score, and I think that if we would have gotten the ball back after our 2 minute drive and scoring, we would have had more than 6 seconds to move a little bit closer down the field to give ourselves a shot. And 75 yards of offense of our entire day happened on that 2 minute drive in less than a minute. Our kids ended up, we practice that situation every week. We practice 2 minute probably more than we should. We practice 2 minute as well as onside kicks every week, and it's a great teaching moment for me that we're never out of it. Asked them all on Sunday, hey, did that look like what we do in practice? And saw a lot of heads nodding yes. I said, well, that's why we do it. But honestly, Ian, I was cussing myself out there a little bit.
Chris, before I let you go, your team at Monmouth on Saturday, the top offense in FCS football in terms of yards and scoring. What do you see from that offense, and what are the challenges they present for your team?
Yeah, they're really good. I think top to bottom, best offense we've seen this season. I think quarterback is special. I think the receiving core is clinic tape for what we need to teach our receivers when it comes to running off the ball and running. And offensive line is big and solid. Running backs are talented. So, I mean, there's, like I said, top to bottom, side to side, they're well coached. And that comes through on film. We also played FIU 2 years ago and went into overtime against them, and it was great to see them for the Northeastern schools to finish the job. But we know our hands are extremely full, and we're going to have to produce a Herculean effort to be in this ball game.
All right, Chris, thanks so much for your time this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
Yep, thank you.
All right, thank you. Once again for Media.